Thank you for that. And up next, we have, let's see, we have Stephanie. Stephanie, if you'd go ahead and unmute yourself, please.
Hi, Dr. Popper. Thanks so much for all of your great videos and talks. I've been watching you for a long time. I guess you might have sort of answered my question already, but I'm definitely an integrative person and, you know, clean up my diet and lifestyle and try to take care of myself and my family that way. But I still sometimes get pressured by my gynecologist, for example. And I believe I know your answer, but I've been getting a lot of pressure lately to get a colonoscopy, a mammogram, and basically those two things. And I really hesitate because I don't feel comfortable. I don't know that it's, I believe could do more harm than good. And I just wondered what your take on that is.
Well, I think the first thing I can tell you is that the risk that you will be hurt is 3 to 10 times greater, depending on what study you look at, than the chance that you will benefit from a mammogram. And not a single randomized controlled trial has ever shown that colonoscopy reduces your risk of dying of colon cancer. But I'm going to go back to something I said earlier. You should not make your decision because I say that, nor should you make your decision because your gynecologist says you should do that, all right? So the first piece of advice I give every person who's interacting with the healthcare profession is if it's not an emergency, and let's just put this on the table. If I fall on the sidewalk and my head is bleeding on the sidewalk, don't bring me a book to read. Okay, we need medical intervention, right? We're not going to do any research right now. But that's not how most healthcare is considered. So if it's not an emergency like that, say to your doctor, please give me the research studies that show that this thing that you're recommending to me, whether it's a drug or a screening test or a procedure, improves my health outcomes, okay? In other words, detecting cancer early is not the issue. Do you live any longer? And the average lifespan for people who have, women who have actual breast cancer hasn't extended at all. What we've done is we've started treating women who have DCIS and LCIS, which isn't cancer, and we put them into the survivorship category. It makes it look like we're doing great, but it hasn't changed at all when you separate out those cohorts. So I think you should get in the habit of asking any doctor who recommends anything, whether, regardless of what it is. You want me to take an herbal remedy, you want me to get a thermogram instead, whatever. I want to see outcomes data. Show me that I'm going to live longer if I do this thing that you're telling me to do. And one of the things that people routinely report back to me is they're astounded at the number of times they ask the doctor this. And here's a doctor who's making this recommendation, you know, 25 times a day and can't pull a single study out of a drawer to give to you to take home and read. I think that speaks volumes. So that's the way you make the decision. And just think about it, you know, this is a good analogy. I teach by analogy. So if you take a lot of our classes, you'll hear a lot of this kind of stuff. But, you know, you're seeing me in my office, not my home office here. And I've been here since 2005, and I really like our landlord. So I renewed our lease, and I think it was 2019. And so I like our landlord. I trust him. I think he runs this place great. He keeps the building in good condition. He always does stuff for us every time we renew. Okay, so having said that, when I got the lease delivered to my office, I did this crazy thing. I took it home and I read it. I know that's insane, right? And people could say, well, don't you like Brad? I like Brad just fine. You know, don't you trust Brad? I actually do trust Brad, but I signed my name to $1 million. So I read the document. Okay, so if you understand that mentality, you understand the importance of that same type of, I need to read it and understand it before I sign it mentality. And you can learn to understand this stuff too. So that's a very long answer to your question. It's a very good question, and it's representative of the types of issues people face in doctor's offices all the time.